Are you fucking kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. She handed me this note. Look at this.
Oh my God, this fucking bitch. Someone's gonna die today.
We gotta read it out loud.
Someone's gonna die today.
How about you read it for the viewer?
Hi, you look so familiar.
You could read it in a normal voice.
Call or text me, Michelle. Little does she know, you're married to the baddest bitch.
That's right.
Fucking, I'll go to jail. I ain't scared, okay? Welcome back, guys, to another episode. I am Nancy Anderson. This is Max Anderson. And I didn't sleep much last night, so who knows how this is going to go. I'm probably going to be a raging bitch. So just buckle in and enjoy the ride.
I know exactly how it's going to go.
I have to say, we've been having a lot of sex lately. So much sex that Max says he can't catch. Like, he needs a break. It's too much sex for him. And I'm wondering how much sex per week with your husband is, like, a good average that keeps everyone happy. Let me know in the comment section. Because for us, it's like...
After you smash your spouse and that like button.
Yeah.
I'm getting good at this. Yeah. I don't know how you do it. You're just on.
You're
like mean. Press play. You're like, I'm like bubbly and let's go. Nancy Anderson. Like,
pretty sure it's called being like upper four.
Yeah, no,
but
it's impressive. I don't know how
just
you do it.
Just a wild stab in the dark.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest.
Sex.
This is like annoying me already. So if we could just put that down.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like you have to, cross that way if you want to cross that way.
There we go.
You're having a lot of sex because I'm like, for the first time ever, basically tracking my ovulation, and we're trying to like.
Yeah, there's some room for improvement on your end there.
I track wrong.
Yeah.
So basically, we've had to have sex like every day or every other day for like a week and a half. And
he's like a year.
He's like, get me out of here. Like, not again.
Well, it's like a transaction. You're like, you literally, yesterday, 2 days ago, you said, I want you to come in here, have sex with me. Yeah, I want you to come in under 5 minutes and don't talk to me and leave the room. And I was like, what? I was like, that's like the rudest. You didn't say, that was what we were talking about. You just say the most unintentionally rude thing sometimes. And you're like, oh, I was just like joking. I was like, how I was supposed to know you were joking? You sounded fucking serious as a heart attack.
Well, that time I was joking.
Okay.
I have pretty dry humor. You know what I mean? I was joking. I didn't mean literally come in here and then don't talk to me the entire time. Don't kiss me and then leave. Although that is kind of like dirty in a way. I like that, you know? No, I was joking about that. But sometimes I do just, I'm like brutally honest and I don't realize that like that honesty is actually pretty rude. And then the person receiving it is probably like, oh my God, she said the rudest thing. But in my mind, I wasn't being rude. I was just being like honest. I'm not the only person that does that though. Like our friend Ryan Fisher, just for an example, I was at Chalk the other day, which is the gym that he owns. And I ran into him and it was the first time I had seen him since I got my nose done. And he was like, holy shit, like I like randomly saw you on Instagram and I had to text Virginia, who's someone that works with both of us, and ask her, like, did Nancy get a nose job? Because like you looked so different. And I was like, oh my God, you noticed? And he's like, yeah, you look like so cute. It's just such a cute nose. Like I really love it, you know? And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And I feel like it just like makes you look like younger. And he's like, well, I mean, I wouldn't say that, but like, it's really cute. And he was like dead serious. And he did not mean to be rude, like at all. And to be honest, being on the receiving end of it, I appreciate the damn honesty. You don't think that actually makes you look younger? Okay, thank you. I appreciate that feedback. You know what I mean? No offense taken. No offense taken.
Yeah.
So.
I have a really funny story. When I was told you one time I was going to get my hair cut and I was like, I'm going to donate my hair. Like, I think it'd be cool to, like, cut it and, like, donate to Locks of Love. Like, you know, rather than just, like, cut it and throw it in the trash. And you go, I don't think it's thick enough. he said my hair was too thin and they wouldn't take it.
Again.
The rudest thing anybody said. I don't think it's thick enough.
They're
going to reject it. I'm like, wait a second. They're going
to
reject it from.
Like, could that make a whole entire wig?
So rude. That's the rude thing to say.
It's thin up top, you know?
Okay. That's just...
It's not... I mean, can I be honest?
Right. Like, I don't know. Can I be honest?
Yeah, you are honest. A little too honest sometimes, but...
Yeah. But anyway, you did a poor job tracking your thing because you had me in there hammering away 4 straight days. And you're like, every day was like, no, this is the day. And I'm like, well, I'm good done. Like, we've had like a month's worth of sex here in like 48 hours. So like... I need some time to replenish here.
No, I know. The last, like, every time I've gotten pregnant in the past, it's literally just been like a one and done. We just like had sex. I thought I was ovulating somewhere around that time, but wasn't exactly sure. Never used an ovulation stick. And I just so happened to get pregnant every single time. This time I'm quite a bit older. I know that maybe my fertility is not as great as maybe it used to be. So I was like, let me take this serious. And I want to try to get pregnant like quickly if I can, just because, you know, I'm 37 and a half. And
damn.
Yeah. I mean, how much older am I going to let myself get before I like wrap this party up and have my final kid, you know? So I was like, okay, I'm going to be diligent and like really track everything for like 3 months and try for real for like 3 months. And if it doesn't happen in the first like 3 months of like trying, then I feel like that's just like a sign from the universe or God or whoever that it's just not meant to be. So we'll see what happens. But I am just learning the ovulation thing, and I fucked it up, okay? I'm going to be honest. I fucked it up.
Yeah, you were off by a wide margin.
My app said I was ovulating like 6 or 7 days before I actually was. And then like I realized my sister has had IVF, you know, a few times and done IUIs and all that stuff. So she's really well-versed in it. And her and I happened to be, how random is this? We live across the country from each other. We're on the exact same cycle to the day, including our ovulation day. How wild is that? Is there something to that with like sisters or something? Because that is insane to me. But yeah, she told me like, oh, it's like an egg yolk. I mean, an egg white like comes out. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay. I know exactly what I'm ovulating. And it wasn't those first 7 days that I made it.
Yeah, wasted the good nuts on that.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that this month is not going to work out.
Yeah, this doesn't count. This month's
this is like
the podcast right now. It's like, hey, this is just a trial run to... Yeah.
It's just a warm up.
Getting ready for the big leagues.
Yeah, we're getting to the big leagues with the podcast. Like, we're really going to get dialed.
Yeah.
We're hiring people to help us, like, do it right.
Well, had the podcast, not have kids. Yeah, just to be clear.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's good.
Yeah. We're not hiring a surrogate. Yeah.
I know. Not against it, but I'm going to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Or we could just let it happen, which is another alternative that I know that you hate that about everything in life, is just like relinquishing control, which is... We could just have sex to have sex because we're in love, and not. It's like a role play. I think we're role playing like you're a gas tank and I'm like the gas station because you're just like, oh, fill me up like all the time. And it's like, okay, well that's kind of
It's like I'm the bank, and I'm like, you need to come in here and give me a deposit.
Oh yeah, that's another. Okay? That's a better one. It's like, yeah, it's role playing. It's fun.
But it's like I said a couple podcasts ago, or maybe it was last podcast. Like, if I decide that I'm going to do something, I'm going all in, and I'm going to do it 100%. I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to figure out the ovulation day, and we're going to just like fuck like rabbits until I get pregnant.
Until you get what you want.
Until 3 months is up, and I say, I really gave it 100%. I did my best. It's not meant to be. I'm going to change directions and do something else. So, to be determined what's going to happen. Who knows?
Well, it has been nice having more sex, though. It's been nice. I feel like you've been way nicer to me because you want something, obviously, but you've been way nicer to me, which is really
nice.
Outside of today because you didn't sleep, like you said, but you've been way nicer to me recently.
You think it's because I want something from you or that I just feel more connected with you?
Well, I think you definitely want something from me, which is. Hmm. But I feel more connected to you, which is nice. Hey, I'll take it if I can get it. Oh, and another thing about these habits.
Because that's been an issue, too.
It's not been an issue.
Max.
It hasn't.
I gotta really work at it sometimes.
You gotta really, you've just been lazy. Max, you've been spoiled for a long time. Listen, if you have sex once every 30 days, you probably feel like you're Michael Jordan.
That's true. That's true.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of sex. Yeah. But your favorite way to warm up is 69. Do you feel uncomfortable?
No, it's fine. I didn't this wasn't on the set list here.
That's
I gotta
run
it through my publicist. To see if it's okay to talk about.
That's
got an image to uphold.
No, you don't. That's not always my favorite way to warm it up, but like I'll meet you where I can, you know, to make things happen for us.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. P.S. All these husbands. I don't know why we thought about this. All these husbands that are showering twice a day are jerking off one of those times in the shower. When you posted that video and everyone was like, oh, my husband showers twice a day. It's like, yeah. And he also jerks off in one of those times. Like,
that's probably true.
No one needs to shower. What the fuck are they doing? No.
How do you do it?
I'm a night owl. That's me time.
But where? Like on the couch?
If you were up, you would know. But this is my little, that's for me to know. And you didn't
know. I feel like
out.
I know your whole routine. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to blow your spot because like it's your thing. It's your thing, and I'm cool with it.
Yeah, well, some people, they don't have it. They didn't shower, right? They didn't shower. So, surrounded by kids, maybe that's the thing. But there's no reason anybody needs to shower twice a day. What the fuck are you doing? You're working.
Yeah, I feel like that is a lot, unless you're like an excessive sweater, which I've had a lot of clients actually over the years that do sweat excessively. And some people just are sweaters, like, and I get that. I'm not. I think it's like 1 in 3 women like barely sweat, and that's definitely me. I will only sweat if I'm working out in high humidity or, that's really it. I just don't sweat
that much. Yeah, you don't sweat. It's weird. I sweat enough for both.
I also don't really have like BO unless I really let it, marinate.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, right.
I don't wear deodorant, guys. But as long as I shower every day, it's fine.
Yeah, you do have a certain funk to you.
Oh my God, that's not true. Bree, have you ever smelled me smell bad?
No, no, it's a good thing. I wasn't insulting you.
You can be honest.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Talking to me like after your workout or something.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's onions. I
mean, it smells like onions?
Yeah, it's like onions. Your pits smell like onions.
I mean, I think it just smells like human sweat.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has like their own like pheromones to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours are onions. They've always been onions.
All right.
Yeah, that's cool. It's hot.
Fuck you, whatever.
I like onions.
Anyway, speaking of being turned on and turning other people on, why don't you tell us your little story about Starbucks you've been saving? Shit was hitting on you.
Well, I haven't been saving it. It just happened in the last 24 hours. But I was minding my own business last night, just working. That's my best working session. And there were these two women. They were probably in like their mid-50s or 60s, dolled up, like dressed like they were teenagers. Like, one had on, like, red leggings, red shoes, red shirt, red whatever.
So they were single.
And the other one, I don't know. But the other one was with her, and they were cute, fake tits, like, bunch of work done. And they're, like, giggling and, like, making a bunch of noise. And I'm, like, locked in. Like, I'm just, like, they're sitting right in front of me. That's how I knew they were there. So I'm working. This, like, 20 minutes later, I don't know however long later, the other friend, not the one in the red, came up to me and handed me this note. I should have.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. She handed me this note. Look at this. Took a picture of it. Just read it out loud for the podcast here.
Oh my God. This fucking bitch. Someone's going to die today.
We got to read it out loud.
Someone's going to die today.
How about you read it for the viewer?
Hi. You look so familiar.
You could read it in a normal voice.
Call or text me, Michelle. 949-922.
No, don't say the numbers. That's rude.
And then underneath, she has written red outfit with a smiley face. LOL. She's a whore.
So just imagine being 60, right? And going around Fashion Island and having your friend. I'm like,
were you wearing your wedding band?
Yeah. So here's the funny part. So like this lady hands this to me. She's like, hi, there you go. And I'm like, this is weird. I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm like, don't do this. Like, you're embarrassing me, lady, and yourself.
Okay.
So then she walks away. And then I tell the guy next to me, it was folded. So I'm like, okay, what the fuck is in this note? So I unfolded to read it. And I was like, show the guy next to me. I'm like, dude, this, like, what are these girls are like clowns. And he goes, yeah, they're married. So I'm talking to these two guys next to me and they were checking them out. And she's like, yeah, she's like, you're married, right? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, she's married too. Like, she had a ring on her finger. He was giving me the full rundown. And I was like, so oblivious to what was going on. And, but I was like, yeah, I was flattered, right?
You were?
Well, I mean, like, anytime someone pays you a compliment, I was like, yeah, that's very nice. Like, I appreciate the, yeah, no, I'm good. No, thanks. But like, so that'd be really
all
funny.
All right. All you married men out there that find me attractive, hit me up in DMs. Okay. I have some revenge here.
Yeah. But so like, what I thought was funny is like, what a weird thing to A, do. And she's like, you look familiar. Should we act like I'm Jason Momoa? Should we turn this into a bit?
Oh, did you?
Where I'm like, yeah, have you seen Aquaman? Like, that's why I'm
maybe
like.
Maybe she thought you were Jason Momoa.
Oh, I don't know.
Or she's one of your followers and she's seen Max on your page.
Oh, that's true. Maybe she's one of my followers.
Maybe it was a trap.
And she's seen you on our.
Is this a trap? Are you testing me right now?
Okay, I'm busted.
Anyway, it was really funny. So I'm like, well, do we make it even funnier or just let it go?
Yeah, I'm just going to turn your mic volume down a tad because.
Oh, now I'm too much, huh?
Is a little, yeah. Well, I don't want you to peak because then it'll be distorted.
Oh, okay.
For all you sound.
But yeah, that was my Wednesday, my working session. So then it's like, I talk to these guys next to me. And I'm like, hey, just another day in Orange County.
So then they just, okay. So then they just gave you this note and then like giggled on their way out?
No, no, no. They came back. They weren't there anymore. They had left.
Left you a note.
Came back. No, no, no. They were sitting in front of me waiting for their coffee and they had left.
Okay.
And 20 minutes later, the other friend who wasn't wearing red walked in and handed me a folded note.
Oh my God.
Like
this
we were in high
school.
Yeah, these ladies were sick. They're probably sick in their 60s, late 50s.
I feel like you're not that good with judging age, though.
I asked the guy next to me. I go, how old do you think they were? He's like, they're probably mid-50s.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bored her husband's going to die soon, Bree said, so she's looking for her next.
Yeah, I was like.
Piece of meat to chomp on.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was like, I was like.
Little does
seriously.
She know, you're married to the baddest bitch.
That's right.
Fucking, I'll go to jail. I ain't scared of it. I'm just kidding. That actually reminds me of this other story, though. Remember? Why does this never happen to me? I must give off the don't fuck with me vibe because like,
oh,
I feel like I'm
100%.
We're equal
talk to
attractiveness.
You for a fucking, no. Okay. Okay. We are not equal.
Yes, but, we are.
We are not. No.
I feel like we're equal attractiveness.
You are way
you?
More attractive than me.
Oh,
way
no.
More attractive than me. When we have sex, I tell you every time. You make me feel ugly. You're so hot. I'm like, I feel gross. And you know what's nice about losing a little bit of
he
weight?
Is
I'm like, my stomach's not like slamming into you. It's like, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I sense some separation here. This is nice.
That's so funny. I know now, I had such a good view when I looked down and
yeah,
I had like the full okay, show. I'm like, wow, this is
blocking
hot.
It, right? Yeah. That's the many lists.
The many
benefits of being fit, right?
Yeah. I think you're very attractive.
No, thank you. And I don't think I'm ugly, but like as the scale, because my favorite line is, shout out to Brent, my favorite line is, I'm way too cocky to be this ugly, or way too ugly to be this cocky. I'm sorry, I messed it up. I've been out of the game for a while. Way too ugly to be this cocky. I think I have a lot of confidence, but like
for
the scale of beauty, you are beautiful. I'm a Neanderthal. Like, yeah, like. People just call me Shrek. Like, that was my nickname.
Really?
Like, oh, Shrek. Which is weird because I don't view myself
Shrek?
As big. It's funny because all the guys I play
I
football with,
that.
I'm the smallest of the guys I play football. But, like, out in public, people be like, oh, like, this guy, like, the lady asked
you. Oh, my gosh. We have so many stories about Max this week. Okay, so we're at the beach on Sunday, and we were surfing. All the boys were surfing. We had other friends from school and, like, people from school that I'm not really friends with that were, like, friends of our friends kind of thing. And one of them had to go to the bathroom, and I did too. So we walked to the public restrooms together while our kids were surfing. And on the way, she was like, so your husband, like, who does he play for? Thinking that he was, like, a pro athlete. And I was like, wait, like, what? And she's like, well, like, what sport? And I was like, no sports. Like, what?
It's like Little League football. He's a coach.
I'm like,
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's I guess a huge compliment. She thought he was like a pro athlete, which
yeah.
I mean, you do have. I mean, he does have a very athletic body, and he's tall and muscular and whatever. Like, you do look like kind of a football player, I guess.
Yeah, stick out a little.
But like with his friends, like in our wedding, for example, like all of his groomsmen were his football player friends from WVU, and they make Max look like a small man.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They are ginormous humans.
Yeah.
And not that like they're fat, they're
like
6'5".
Yeah.
I'm like, oh
yeah.
My gosh, they're so tall and really like built, you know?
Yeah.
So they make Max look small, but usually Max looks bigger than most
yeah.
people that we are around.
Yeah.
But what was the other story that I wanted to tell though really quickly was, this is like a few years ago. I don't even remember exactly when this was, but remember that chick that was in your yoga class?
Yeah. It's really funny.
Is that why you go to yoga?
No. Well, no. The night, I was actually funny because I was telling my trainer. I was like, because he's like 22 and he's really into chicks. And I tell him, like, you got to go to yoga, dude. Like, yoga is where it's at. Like, the 4 o'clock class that I used to go to, and that studio that I go to is kind of a scene.
Where do you go? Do you want to reveal?
Yeah, I go to Radiant. And it's like, it's a little bit of a scene. But the night class is no. It's like a bunch of uggos in there, like me. Like we're just like we bind together late night nocturnals.
So quickly, tell us the story about when you got hit.
Oh
on
yeah,
yoga.
But these are like the only two times. Like it's funny because this is like that was the only other time where I've been like publicly approached. It's usually just been me like harassing. Well, to your point about me not being approachable, I didn't talk to you. I thought there was no chance. I thought there was such a small snowball's chance in hell you would ever like go on a date with me. I just acted like I was. I just big leagued you. Like, I'm like,
he did big league me.
Like, I'm like, there's zero chance the entire like company thought you were a raging bitch just from the way you carried yourself.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, no, in a nice way. Not a raging bitch. That's not probably not
in
the
a
right
nice
word.
Way.
Yeah,
a
like
raging bitch
you're
in a
just
nice
like,
way?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a very like authoritative, like in like no nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a raging bitch. It's not the right term.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a little bit of like.
But yeah, I forget thing. The girl's name in yoga, but she was like, it's just I very
Bunny.
Like I'm so oblivious to it.
It was like Bunny or Sunny or something. It was Sunny. It was Sunny.
Sunny.
I knew that you were hitting on my husband.
Yeah, she was like just staring at me, and then she was like telling me about she does like private sessions, and I'm just really bad at making conversation. I'm just like I don't like to talk to people. Like I just like to
you just like do this
my
uncomfortable
own
laugh. Okay, cool,
yeah.
Cool,
I'm like,
cool.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, okay
right, gotta
well,
go.
See you later. Yeah, I was like, yeah, this is
where
bizarre.
I'd be like, wait, are you hitting on me? I'm married, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would just come out with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just largely uninterested in that kind of stuff. It's just like, yeah.
I mean, the balls on these bitches to come up to a married man. That is so weird to me. I never get hit on. Like, I can't remember one time in our entire marriage that I've been hit on. Ever.
Yeah, it's fucking right.
I mean, like, people will send me, like, dick pics in my DMs, but I don't open them, and that's just, like, spam, you know? And
how
it never
know
actually.
Dick pics, then?
I guess I don't know, but some of, like, my staff.
You
like,
just assume they were dick pics?
Well, some of my customer service has, in the past, opened stuff up where they're like, that's, you know, whatever. And. Or they'll say, like, you know, they'll leave that little, like, sentence where it's like, hey, like, want to chat? And they, you know, like, find me here. And then it'll be like, XX or, like,
oh, yeah,
XXX
like spam.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But just spam. It's not like it's, like, a real person genuinely, like, interested in me. But now I'm like, okay.
I mean,
women
like,
have balls.
Yeah, but you don't, like,
never...
put yourself out there like that. Like, we're not out there,
do
like,
you?
Thirst trapping. No, which is why it doesn't happen. I mean, this is.
This, but this happens. This
no.
Is, I mean, this is like. This is like the second time in that's one week.
Two times in my time. No, no. That was like years ago. That was like 2 years ago that the other one, yoga one happened. But like there's no other. That's like the two times in my entire life. Like, I mean, that I'm aware of. Like, but the yeah. The thing is like, but my, like it was like the Amber Heard thing.
You were into
older
women before me.
They're just like kind of, no, they're bored. They're bored. And they're like, hey, I'm bored. And sex is one area that
Dude,
people just kind of
Amber Heard is not
explore.
Bored. She is certifiably insane. She should be in jail. Did you guys see House and Habits article on Substack that she wrote? You have to have a subscription to read it. And she says she does that not really for the money. It's not that much money. I'm a subscriber. It's like $5 a month or something, or $10 a month or whatever. It's nothing to actually have an independent journalist really write genuinely whatever she wants without any regulations or like whatever else is going on in the world right now, censorship or like narrative or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, Substack's growing.
Substack, I guess, is like really down with like protecting free speech and that the right to like share your point of view and whatever, whatever, which I like. And Jess, I forget her last name, Jessica, you guys know, House and Habit on Instagram. I won't tag her on Instagram because Instagram shadow bans her, and I was shadow banned for like 4 months, and I finally just got unshadow banned, and I just don't want to do anything to fuck it up again. Because it was just like, it's such a problem, you know, like your growth just completely stalls, and then you have like limited reach is what Facebook calls it. They won't say shadow
yeah,
banned.
Yeah, what did they call it? They had a name.
They
for
said
it.
Limited visibility or yeah. limited, yeah, limited visibility, I think is like the term they coined for it internally. But to all of us on the outside, it's a shadow ban. You know, they're banning your content. They're lowering your algorithm, whatever it is.
It was all from the April Fool's joke, huh?
No. No,
oh, that's
it was
not what
from
it was?
It was from like two or three slides from previous Wild Wednesdays that people had written in their stories to me, and it contained something that was like offensive or incited violence, which it wasn't inciting violence. It was telling a story about something that happened in the past, but because the computer picked it up, then it got sent in, and even though I appealed it, it still was like a strike against my account. So there was a couple strikes. That's why when we do Wild Wednesday, I ask you guys to like write in code and speak in code. And when I post, I like will cross things out and use emojis and stuff because it was Wild Wednesday. It wasn't that April Fool's video, which by the way, if you happen to see the April Fool's video, which is only up for 10 minutes before Instagram like banned it, it was literally the funniest video I've ever made. It would have gone, dude, in literally like 2 minutes, we had hundreds of engagements. Yeah. Like, likes and comments. People were just like going wild. They were already sharing it and stuff. It would have gone so freaking viral. It was such a funny video, but whatever. My point is Substack, I guess, is like where it's at for like free speech and free independent free journalism.
Journalism. It's where journalists can monetize their articles.
Right. Well, and also like protect it because I don't think Instagram can punish her because it doesn't live on Instagram's platform. It's in behind a paywall on someone else's platform. So like Instagram can't shut her account down. From what I understand, Instagram wouldn't be able to shut her account down because she's posting these alleged stories because it's actually not on Instagram. It's off of Instagram.
But that's the same true of every other news company. So that wouldn't be different. Like that it's on somebody else's stuff.
Really?
The key difference is that people are paying the writers directly. Because the current problem with media is that I think we talked about this last time, where the customers are not the users.
Right.
So every major news outlet, every the way that media is set up in general, social media, news media, the people that are reading the articles are not the customers. They are the users. The customers are the people paying for them to write these dumb, A-B tested, salacious headlines and clickbait and get them in charge impressions. So Substack removes that. They removes the middleman. So it says, hey, and I want Nancy to report on these stories, and I'm going to pay her $5 a month, and she's going to, you know, do whatever she wants. She's not going to have to be like, oh, well, I really want to write on these pieces, but I have to do this one because this one get more clicks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't really remove the moral hazard of she's only going to be doing stuff that get the most subscriptions, but it's a cleaner relationship, in my opinion. There's one fewer party.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I see that for sure. So she has been writing. I signed up a couple months ago. I've been really busy with like other stuff. So I did follow the Depp Heard trial, but I wasn't a fan before. I didn't really know anything about either one of them before that trial, but I did follow the trial very, very closely, kind of like throughout. And it kind of took a hit to my productivity. So like when it was over, I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like I got to get back to work and like doing my own shit, you know? I mean, I was working the entire time, but you know what I mean? It was like, I was spending like 90 minutes, 2 hours a day, like listening to everything on 2x the speed, like trying to like catch up and stay up to date or whatever. So I have kind of been out of the loop, and I read it's Jessica Reed Krause, by the way, if you want to find her on Substack and subscribe, and you can read all the stuff that I'm talking about. But she had allegedly she claims that I guess someone followed her that's in the Depp circle during the trial or right before the trial, or maybe it was right after the trial, I don't know. And they told Depp that she was like basically doing an independent journalist, da da da. She got a call from Johnny Depp, and they talked allegedly for like an hour on the phone while she was like carpooling her kids, and he kind of like revealed all this information. So one of her pieces was about that. But then yesterday she dropped this fucking bombshell about Amber Heard, and how this girl does not have criminal charges pressed against her is fucking beyond me. Like, she must have so much dirt on people that are so fucking high up that can pull the craziest strings to keep her ass out of trouble, because she was drugging people. She had underage girls.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I mean, how many times did I say allegedly?
Yeah, well,
she had
because it's not, like, proof, right?
But I mean, you could say there's not proof of anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, she's not on trial for it. She's not facing criminal. What were the criminal things that she was doing, allegedly?
Did you read the article I sent you?
No. Can you?
Fuck. God, he never preps for podcasts.
This, your idea of prepping for a podcast was screen sharing something, screen recording.
Yeah,
an article?
Because you don't have the login to my Substack, and I know that you weren't going to log in and like
but
read
give
it.
Give me like a TLDR version or something. Like you just can't. Like, let me interview you about it. What criminal charges should she be facing?
She was drugging someone that she was like dating and having threesomes with, Elon Musk. There was this chick that was younger than her that was hooking up. It was basically, they had like a three-way thing going on. Like they were all dating each other and like really dating each other, like having threesomes and going on dates, spending time in Elon's home, around his children, watching him be a parent, which, by the way, they said he was a very attentive dad to his children when he was around them. I don't know how much time he's actually around them.
So he's running SpaceX, Tesla, wants to buy Twitter, and he is going to raise these 8 children.
I didn't say that he's raising them as a stay-at-home dad. I said in the article, the people that she interviewed to write this piece said when they were around Elon in his home with his children there, he was very engaged. He would sit down and play video games or do activities with them and give them his full undivided attention to his kids. Listen.
Which ones?
Wow, he hates Elon Musk so much.
Yeah, on that front,
it kills him to hear anything positive.
No,
let's get to the bad things
really
about
smart.
Elon,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Let's get to the bad things. So,
no, I think it's...
Actually, the whole piece, I mean, Elon actually is definitely has like weird business that he's been doing, like sexual business, whatever, has like sexual fetishes that I think most of us would find a little bizarre. But still in the piece, Elon sort of came out looking like a victim of Amber Heard yet again. It's like anyone that you hear the whole story about it, you're like, yeah, she blackmailed that person. She manipulated them. She fucked with them. She used them, abused them. And this article is just more examples of it. So there was this girl, they called her Gia, but that's probably not her real name. Gia and Elon and Amber were all started basically dating. Amber like lured her in and promised her all these things. And Gia and Amber were hooking up first. And then she introduced them to Elon. Then it became like this threesome. And Gia was like, Amber, what do you see in Elon? Like, who cares if he's rich? Like, he's like so socially awkward and like weird. And like, and Amber's like, yeah, but he's like really, really smart. So like, she was just using him basically. So then it like went on, and then this girl Gia started waking up not remembering anything from the night before, even if she wasn't like, I guess, heavily drinking or whatever. She started feeling like she was like seriously drugged, to the point where she thought that Amber was drugging her at night, and then I don't even know what she was doing with her. And then she would wake up the next day. Then Gia said it got so bad that she thought that one day, I'm not going to wake up anymore, so I have to get away from Amber. This is toxic. And then, you know, Amber and Elon were going through a breakup too. So when after they broke up, you know, Gia went to this party that Elon was at, and Elon said, like, I want you to save it from Amber because I seriously think that she has, like, intent to actually kill you. Like, she was so jealous that Gia was, like, breaking up with her that she started, like, doing these crazy things. And this whole scene that happened where they were all ended up being at this party together. She didn't think Amber was going to be there, but Amber was there. And Amber, like, physically attacked her. Shocker. Which is, like, so many stories about this. Like, how many stories can you hear about someone being the attacker and being the abuser before you're like,
smoke, there's fire.
Fucking okay, this is definitely the abuser, you know what I mean? And she like took a wine bottle opener and was like trying to like hit her with it and was like ripping her dress open, which is like, it was a really fancy event, whatever. Guys, there's so many pictures. So like, I would say, sure, this is all bullshit, but there are so many pictures that these weird, I'm sorry, if this is your thing, whatever, I'm not judging you, but to me it's weird. These weird sex parties where you would show up as like you're volunteering to go to one of these parties, you would show up to like a undisclosed location with a blindfold on, get in this bus, and then get taken to this party.
Yeah, it's like Eyes Wide Shut or whatever, Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman.
I don't know, I've never seen that. Yeah. But then once you get to the party, you're not allowed to have your phone or any other like communication device. You're blindfolded until you get into the party. And then once you're there, it's like an unsaid rule. Like, you're not leaving until you participate in the sexual acts that are going on, because no one can leave without participating. Because if you participate, then you can't tell because you did the bad things too. Is basically what the article was like saying. This girl Gia that came forward that has been at all these parties and turned over all these pictures that are at these parties.
Yeah, 100%.
And there were like underage girls that like Amber would bring to the parties, and she would like purposefully sneak a phone in or sneak some recording device in, and she would get Elon all fucked up on MDMA, which is like ecstasy, which I guess Amber loves, although in court she said she's only done it once or twice. Like, fucking bullshit, bitch. So she would get all hopped up on ecstasy, get everyone else all hopped up on ecstasy or like whatever the fuck. And then apparently, allegedly, she would bring in some underage chicks and then have Elon doing these things with underage chicks, which he probably didn't even realize they were underage, or he was too out of his mind or whatever. And then she would record him doing these things. And then she'd use those recordings to blackmail him into doing whatever she wanted. Give me my embryos. I want to have a baby with you. Like, give me money to fund my lifestyle or whatever. Give me money to pay for my lawyers in this Johnny Depp case. I don't know what she did,
but
like,
smart. On her,
it's
on,
it's criminal on activity. Yeah. I mean, you can't do that.
About, by the way, criminals are highly intelligent people.
I mean, she. I will give her that. She is smart.
Just someone commits a crime doesn't
to
mean
fucking
not
blackmail people like this. But like, I'm sorry, but truth needs to get out. Like, I'm with Johnny Depp. Like, I'm a truth seeker. And if someone's gonna fuck over that many people and ruin that many people's lives, I mean, I'm sure Elon has all kinds of shit that like. Issues and things that haven't been said. Like, I think Johnny Depp's the only one that's really come forward and been like, she's an abuser. This is what she did.
Yeah.
I want her to have accountability. And the only reason that he probably did it is because he had no other choice because she fucking ruined his life. Well, ruined his career. He couldn't get a job.
He's got money too. It's like, that's
well, that's true.
You gotta
have
money. It's very unfair. All of it.
There's so much more. That's just a summary.
Yeah.
But you guys should totally. I mean, I like Jess a lot. I think she's cool. I don't always agree with what she posts. You know, sometimes like she posts stuff about Britney, and I'm just like, it does get a little bit like too. I'm not sure if I'm really.
Well, she's yeah.
Because the Britney thing is a lot of just like theories.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
it's
not like a lot of proof. Like, you don't have people coming forward and saying, here are the pictures of Britney being drugged. Here are the pictures of Britney in this institution. Here are the pictures of Britney saying that she's locked in her house and not allowed to leave. Like, we have no proof or evidence of anything with Britney's, what's going on with Britney Spears for the most part, other than what's like been unsealed in the courts or whatever. So, but the Johnny Depp thing, we have all the documents just got, it was like 6,000 pages were unsealed. I haven't read any of them and I probably won't, but I've been catching little like tidbits online or whatever. And it's just lie after fucking lie after lie after lie after lie with this chick, Amber Heard. I mean, she used to be an escort. And then there's just so many things. I can't even. She's crazy. And I think she should be popped or like whatever. Like, I think she should be charged.
She should be popped? Oh,
like I think she should be busted. She should be busted. Yeah. And I think that like everyone should, I think it should go viral, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, she's probably ruined so many lives of people that aren't famous that will never get their day in court, that will never get their justice. And that's not fair. Well, like, their life is no less important than Johnny Depp's, in my opinion. So like, I mean, it's the Me Too. Well, everyone that Amber Heard has manipulated and blackmailed, you guys need to say Me Too and come out and just say it. And then get it all out there so people can see her for what she really is, in my opinion.
Well, I think the court of public opinion is very heavily weighted against her. So, you know, I'm not sure what additional criminal charges would.
Yeah, some like porn company offered her $8 million to do a porn with them. I mean, she used to be an escort, so maybe she'll do it.
She started on OnlyFans. Probably make good money.
Yeah, I don't want her to make good money. I want her to experience what karma is.
Yeah, I think she's...
What else are we talking about today? What's on the docket?
Hopefully something else. I don't know what else is on there.
You sent in a couple articles that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah, tech. I mean, just... the music's over.
What do you mean?
For all these tech companies.
Explain to them. And
well, how many people
dumb
you know?
It down and I mean, just explain.
Dumb it down. Just read a headline. There's... who's the latest one? Robinhood fired, laying off 25% of their workforce.
23%.
Well, let me round up there. 1.25 or a quarter. Yeah. I mean, imagine. Like, I mean, well, it was interesting because I think to me, what we know, a bunch of people who work in tech, every person we know that works in tech is drastically underemployed and overpaid. So it's like, it's this whole institution that's built up around incompetence. Like, you know, technology unlocks so much productivity, and what you have is like Google doing a 2-week hiring freeze. Every company you know is that major name is either freezing hiring or laying off people because, you know, it's a common principle, like the Pareto principle. So the 80-20 rule, right? You get 80% of your output from 20% of your employees. And that 80-20% is that's just in the company lens. But you know, it's which is fine if you're a small outfit like ours. Right. But if you're Google or you're Shopify was another one laying employees off. Right. It's like, and you have 20,000 employees, that's 16,000 people who are contributing
stealing
to
your money,
20.
Basically.
Yeah. I mean, stealing is like, I don't like to use that term, but
leeching.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. Right. They're coasting or not contributing or whatever it is. And unnecessary, right? Not all 80%, but that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we just like, people don't want to, it's an inconvenient truth that a lot of people like, that we know and it's unspoken, right? Like, how many people do we know? We're like, well, you can't believe they're making this to do that? Like, that can't last. Like, the company could run, Google doesn't need hundreds of thousands of employees.
No.
There's no chance they need that many people. And that's like with our business, right? Like we were booming during COVID, and the same thing. It's like, hey, this is not going to last forever. It pulled a bunch of demand forward, which caused a really big spike. But like in a Pareto principle, regression to the mean. These are all statistical. One regression to the mean a little bit more, but it's going to find its level. Right, it's not going to go like that forever. Everyone thinks on one trajectory, it's going to make this forever, and nothing is like this forever.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to faith and pace the music, right? And it's. I think there's a big reckoning coming.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, just these people are going to be like that. These are a lot of jobs. Like tech jobs are the most, and there's really still in high demand. But like, there's a huge separation between skill set, especially when we talk about children, like learning how to code or program or understanding about just computer languages just in general, it really gives them a leg up. Because the thing is, all these people are, they timed it well. Like they didn't like, grow, like these people that are being hired, that are being fired, they're not developers.
Yeah.
Like they don't have like tangible skills that help grow and build companies. They're like sales staff. Like God bless. Like how many sales teams do we interact with this technology where they're like, man, this person is, I love to have a beer with this person. They're a great person. But like, I couldn't imagine if I was the owner of this company paying whatever your salary is to the, for the, like the, how much you're helping.
Yeah.
That's just not the way tech's set up. Tech is set up to maximize the opportunity or the efficiency or productivity of an individual. It's not necessarily meant to be a job creation, like in its, like, you know, main core tenet. It is to make jobs kind of obsolete. And we're seeing software, you know, to borrow, I think it was Andreessen Horowitz, software eats the world, like, and it's continuing to do so. So I just thought that was interesting because it's not a surprise. But I think when you look at people like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. And like Shopify CEO, so mean, laying off these people when you made $50 million last year.
I don't get that.
It's like,
it's
hey, he
mean.
Founded the fucking
it's
company,
business.
Dude.
Yeah, it's like, fucking it's business.
Like, it's like he's actually,
God.
If he was running a charity, I'd be like, hey, that was a mean thing you did. But if he has fucking shareholders that are some of the largest, most powerful firms in the country that trade on public markets, it's like, guys, you're only as good as what you do today.
Yeah, you have to keep your business healthy and profitable and your profit margin at a certain spot and enough money to keep fueling more growth and more tech and more new projects. And like, people that say stuff like that, you guys, you have no fucking idea what it's like to own a business.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the most ignorant thing you could say.
Everyone should do that. Everyone should work at a service. My dad always said this growing up. Everyone knows the, you know, everyone should work at a service industry, right? So then you wouldn't treat people like shit, right?
Yeah.
And the other one, I think we should also serve in the military too. I mean, that would be like a very beneficial like mandate, but is be responsible for a payroll. As my dad would always say that. He was like, you don't know what it's like to own a business until you're responsible for making a payroll in 2 weeks. Is it that pressure on your shoulders and everything? He's like, it's not all fucking roses, rainbows, and lollipops. And people on whatever level just be like, oh, the grass is green. You're like, oh, this is like, no, it's not. It's like, he's taking so much. There's nothing that says, like, you got to realize when Tobias Luke fucking founded Shopify, he was trying to figure out how to sell snowboards from his mom and pop snowboard shop in Maine. And he went on to found the most brilliant e-commerce platform known to man.
Yeah,
like it's just like I hate when we vilify people like Musk and Bezos and they've done so fucking much for our stuff. It's like it's just when people hate on and they're not perfect. Like I'll rail on I'll happily rail on him for shit that I think is fucking retard, like really dumb. Sorry, but like kids, like fathering 20 different children by 10 different women. I mean, it's really dumb. But like being smart enough to be the chief engineer on SpaceX and the CEO, I'm like, I don't think space is that really like that. But I'm like, that's fucking cool. Like that's awesome. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, and all this stuff. It's like, we vilify these people. And they're not perfect, but like, I kind of separate the art from the artist a little bit in that regard. Like, what they've created is A, amazing, and B, so unlikely to succeed.
Yeah.
like, so many more people fail than make it. So we just vilify the people that made it. It's like so, so stupid, in my opinion. But
so with like the way the economy is going now, like, can you talk about...
Oh, you're trying to time the market? Is this what you're getting into? Sorry to cut
you off. No, we didn't talk about that yet. But
sorry.
What I was going to ask is, you know, I don't watch mainstream media or the news or whatever, and I don't follow politics, so like, don't come for me. But I did hear, like, you know, some things you can't escape, you just hear on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no secret that inflation is insane. I mean, we all see that in our homes. And things just cost way more than they did a couple years ago. And it appears that like the real estate market is like cooling off. It definitely seems like it's cooling off here. are we in a recession? And then also, why are they trying to change the definition of a recession? Or did they not do that? Or
yeah,
like, what's
did.
The deal?
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, it's just kind of to the earlier point, right? So a recession is, I think, I forget what the broad definition of, but
it's like two.
It's a shrinking economy, right? So the GDP is shrinking.
In like 2 quarters in a row down. Or something,
yeah,
right?
I mean, you can argue 1 quarter, 2 quarters, whatever it is. But like at the end of the day, COVID was, there's so much, there's different types of inflation, right? You can have like asset pricing inflation, goods and services. Like inflation's not like something where like, it's kind of like in business school. It's like you want someone to tell you what it is and like, you're like, they explain to you what it is and you're like, oh shit, that's actually not overly helpful because there's so many variables to
like
go
complex,
into.
Complex, yeah.
Yeah, so like even like GDP, it's like kind of like measuring unemployment. It's like, yeah, we have these metrics that we use and have used for a really long time, but the economy changes so quickly, those might not be the best metrics. It's like measuring your weight, right? If you're trying to lose weight, it's like, well, that's just one piece of it. Like, if that was the only one you had, then that one might not be overly helpful. And there's other things that go into, like macros and all kinds of stuff. So it's same with the economy. But yeah, so we are in one, but like, I would argue that we're
kind
of not. Yeah. So I would, so like, I think like by the textbook definition, it would be a yes.
Yeah.
But I think it's like the, oh, it's like fear mongering because like if things were artificially high and then it's like our business. So our business is not growing. It's receding a little bit. But you could say, okay, but like this spike that I had is a little artificial with COVID. Like that, those were non-normal black swan, whatever you want to call them, market conditions. So if something's receding and finding its true mean, that's different than like having like a 2008 financial crash, right? So it's like, well, it isn't, I guess. But like, I don't think it's like, I don't see any really bad or like underlying weaknesses. Mm. I think it's just like finding its level. And its level was there's no way these assets, especially in tech, are worth that much money. You can't, from a monetary policy standpoint, you cannot set interest rates at low to no, like 0% for 12 years and not expect some side of repercussion. Like Japan has had stagflation for many years and they're lost decades because they haven't been able to spend their way out of flatlining their economy. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is true with us. Like you can't, like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink type analogy. Like you can manipulate inflation, rates, all these things. But at the end of the day, like I'm a big proponent of the free markets. So as long as we continue to, and that's what makes America so unique. I mean, you look at what's going on in China, you know, people are like, oh, they're going to overtake our economy or whatever it is. And yeah, I would hope they would. They have four times as many people as we do. So, you know, I look at more of like the per person, per capita outputs. And, you know, America is unrivaled in our productivity and our ingenuity. And like, I always have faith in that. So to me, it's like there's a recession. A, I can't control it. B, bring it the fuck on. Like, that's where the most opportunity is. Well, there's no opportunity.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. So why don't you give everyone, because I feel like for a lot of people, and not for me, because I don't really like watch any of this stuff. So I don't like let like the fear like seep in or whatever.
Yeah.
For as much as I can, I guess. So you can't escape it 100%. But I guess, why don't we do that? Like, can you put a couple off the top of your head points together of like, what is the upside of a recession if we are in one or going to be in one, or it's going to be really bad? It's going to be so bad of a recession that it might be a depression. Like, what is what's the optimistic bullet points that you could just couple of them.
Historically, that's when the most millionaires are made, like in downturns. Like, you don't want like the last 12 years, really just all of our adult lives. So I'm 34, you're 37. So I graduated in 2010. The global financial crash in 2008. So we've been at a near low to no, small interest rate from the Federal Reserve. Money's been free for that time, if you're rich and you can afford capital, right? So it's caused a big separation of wealth. Like labor rates since 1985, I forget what the graph is, but it's been flat since 1985. So the issue that we're seeing now with the wage gap is actually really rooted into much longer than the sense of the crash. But the cool thing is there's never been a better time to learn a skill that you can monetize, like the Substack thing, right? Like the economy is evolving in ways, the technology evolves so quickly. I think it's Moore's Law or whatever it is. It compounds or doubles every two years, 3 years, whatever it is. I may have butchered that. But so you have to be really receptive or adaptive to change. And volatility, which is what we haven't really had much of until now,
yeah,
is the best place to make an opportunity. Like when I got into real estate, I wanted to do retail because retail, there's volatility. No one knows where it's going to go next. It, like where there's no volatility is apartment buildings. Like apartment buildings are going to have a dog shit return for the rest of their life, but they're going to be very safe. So it's really hard to like make your bones in that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, the there's, I mean, I can't say this enough. There's like never been a better time to learn a new skill set. That you should take all that money. Like somebody write in about the 509 or whatever, the 529, the college savings things. And I like responded in the chat. I was like, dude, in 18 years, there won't be a, like college will look nothing like it looks right now.
Yeah.
And if you took all that money that you were going to invest in that person's college education and you said, hey, I'm going to invest that every year on a skill or a camp, like we do with the boys, we say, hey, we're going to learn one new thing every week. And Mackenzie is really into cooking right now. And that's how the kids are going to find their passion.
Yeah.
By failing earlier in life, right? I want to be a YouTuber. I want to be this. And like, okay, go, like do it. And then they'll get comfortable, be like, all right, I'm okay with changing directions. I'm okay with learning new things. I understand this is what it's going to take.
Yeah.
You know, versus if it's like, hey, you're 18, we saved a bunch of money for you, so you got to go to school. I don't mind the fact that enrollments are down in college, but we did this. So just being flexible, I think, you know, that's cool, and adapting and learning new stuff. And yeah, it's, you want to be where the action is. So if things are flat and steady, there's really no way to kind of make it.
Speaking of being where the action is, we're thinking about buying a house in Vegas. Not to move there, but
well,
you know,
maybe move there, lower the tax bill a little bit.
Solid
strategy.
Well, in like 7 to 10 years when we would be like
or
doing something big.
Or no. What if I got my pilot's license and I flew us there? That'd be kind of cool.
Let's not
get crazy. Would you
let me fly you? Probably no.
Really? I think I'd be a great pilot. Pilots are in demand.
Listen, you know, flying is so fucking expensive right now that I literally kind of am like, should I just see if we can fly private? I mean, at this fucking point, you know what I mean? Like, I looked at, I want to fly to Nashville. I want to use my points. We got to figure out how to use my Amex points for miles or whatever, Southwest. Maybe it's the card that you have, the tread through card, yeah. I wanted to go to Nashville to see my friends. Weekend trip for my boys and I and my babysitter to come with me and help. $4,000 to go to Nashville and back on a plane on fucking Southwest with like, that wasn't even business select. That was just like normal, like get your ass in back of the line, like C14. Like, I'm sorry, but like if I'm going to pay $5,000 to fly to Nashville, let me just look up what the prices are to fly like jet, whatever that like jet that goes out of Orange County.
Yeah.
Like at this point, I might as well pay $8,000 and just fucking jump on with 20 other people and go to, I don't know, whatever. It's probably more expensive than that, but.
Yeah, it is. The economics, the flying private is never economical. That's
But the thing is that shouldn't even be crossing my mind. Like prices should not be that high where I'm like, would flying private just be. I'm going to spend all this money. I might as well just go for the gold and really have a good experience and fly totally private, avoid all the lines, security, just pull up, get on my plane.
You shouldn't do that. But yeah, okay.
I've been thinking about it for a while. I might take the plunge. No, I'm just kidding.
We're not. Okay.
No, but going back to Vegas. So I don't know why I was doing the national
thing. I like
thing.
The Vegas mark. Yeah, I don't know either.
I forget where I got off that tangent. Sorry about that. So Vegas, here's the thing. I really like having like a portfolio of real estate. I don't know. I really like real estate, but only residential. And I don't know why other than I feel like I want to have a portfolio for my kids. Like aside from like the businesses, like which I want to get to a certain point where like we'll be able to leave something behind for the kids with that too. But I just feel like real estate is so safe. Like,
it is.
You know, it is. Buying single family homes in areas that I believe are going to be up and coming, like Frisco, Texas, which is like the number one fastest growing city in the nation and has been for a while now and will continue to be. And we have a couple properties there that are really nice homes. You know, I just want to be able to leave that for my kids. We have a property in Maryland and like, I just want to keep kind of building that out as we can, as it makes sense. So we're looking at Vegas and there's a couple reasons why. One, we want like a desert getaway. We love the desert climate. We just love a lot of heat. And we want it to be like driving distance. We want to be in a state where the taxes are actually a lot lower for income tax. So that if we did get to a point where like we needed to save more money for taxes or we had some sort of transaction happening that we could like just move there actually for a while, that we could. And you know, I love living at the beach, but I do also love the idea of having like a big yard with space, a pool and space and a trampoline and the boys can like ride bikes around the, you know, they can ride bikes here, but really probably not alone because there's so many cars and people. So we thought about Palm Springs for a really long time because that's one of my favorite places ever, but it's still in California. Taxes are really high. The property values there are also really high and it's not a huge, there's not a good airport there. It's a smaller airport. You can't really fly into it. So you got to fly into John Wayne and then drive out there. And it's just, it's not as easy for our families that live on the East Coast, which like basically like my sister and her kids and then Max's whole family, his sister and then his parents and stuff. And we, you know, now that his parents are getting like older and have like more freedom, like sort of at work, that we want like them to spend more time out here if they can or if they want to. So we thought Vegas would be such a great place because his sister and her husband love Vegas, and we, I don't love the strip Vegas, I guess. I just love the desert, and I'll go anywhere that's a cool desert. And I just think the Vegas,
The strip is nice to have. It's nice to, it's a lot of entertainment. Cool. Kind of like here. It's like, we don't live in a big city. But if we wanted to go to a big city, they're right there.
Yeah,
and we could,
LA is right there.
Drive and Irvine, Orange County, watch the Angels play. There's a lot of stuff in proximity. So we could not leave the house and have as much fun as if we wanted to leave the house.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, we landed on Vegas. Not sure where in Vegas. We're kind of like Summerlin or Hendertucky, which you guys are very divided on the Henderson thing. I like Henderson because you get bigger lots, bigger yards, more for your money, It's closer to California by like 40 minutes when you're driving out there, which like many people keep telling me that.
I'd have to look.
Max says it's not true, but I've had so many DMs of you guys that live in Vegas and you're like, if you're coming from California, Henderson is like
maybe
30 to 45 minutes closer to you than Summerlin's going to be, which that's a lot of time when you're in the car with two kids, you know?
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, hit me up. We're going to go out actually next week and spend some time in Vegas.
From my standpoint, it's a little confusing, though, because you mentioned like the portfolio thing. And it doesn't seem like there's nothing that I'm looking at over there that seems like a really good investment.
Yeah, so I guess that house is this house would be a little bit different. We're like, short term, it's going to cost us money.
Yeah.
But like in 20 years when we give it to the kids, it's going to be worth something great for them. We have some things to think about, but we're going to go out next week.
Yeah, check it out.
And
I love Vegas.
Yeah, he loves Vegas.
I like to.
He likes to gamble. I'm like, I like it, you know,
eat
but I'm not like
good restaurants.
I'm more of a Palm Springs kind of. I'm like a chill. I don't know, like the big city is kind of like, but I feel like Henderson or Summerlin would be a good meet in the middle because I could get my like, you know, oasis, my quiet oasis.
Yeah.
But also, we're really close to doing the really exciting stuff. Maybe visitors would want to do, or we would want to do on date night, or he would want to do to go play poker or something, you know, like there's lots of cool things going on. And I think the Vegas market isn't going to go anywhere besides up over the next 30 years.
It's
going to be net
market.
Positive.
Maybe. Yeah. It's a very Vegas.
You think it's more risky than Palm Springs?
No, I would say that they're equally as, so I think when you're looking at a market, you have to, California is a really big exporter of capital. So, you got to look at like a lot of the factors. Like they're big international destinations. I think Palm Springs is a much, much, much smaller metro than LA or sorry than Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And you know, it's, there's not much, there's not, you know, Palm Springs exists because it's close to LA and San Diego.
Yeah.
And it is a lot of, so it's like a tertiary thing, but it gets a lot of international travel as well. Vegas is kind of that same way, but it's all hospitality. That city goes as hospitality goes. So if you're looking at like a lot of the macroeconomic factors, that's fine when it's boom or bust, right? Which is why that's how Vegas is. It's really risky. So I think my concern is when you're investing in risky places like that at really high asset values, that's not a great time to get in. But if you can hold it forever and it doesn't break the bank, no big deal. But like Palm Springs is, it's diverse. Like Orange County, look at the economy in Orange County. You got pharma, tech, life science, like all kinds of stuff go into it. So it's not like feast or famine in one area. So that's the only thing that I think concerns everybody about Vegas is that it's in hospitality. Look at what's going on with like the other casinos popping up. You look at gambling being legalized. There's a case to be made that, but it's going to reinvent itself. I think that's what I think you're seeing is like you're seeing has to reinvent itself and do cool stuff and offer more value for why people would hop on a plane and go there when they can bet from their fucking phones. They can gamble from their phones. They can do everything from their phones. So, you know.
Okay, now I'm nervous. Now I don't want to do it. I love
the
Palm
market
Springs.
Is cooling
I would,
off,
I,
though.
I mean, my number one pick would be Palm Springs. Not even Palm Springs. It'd be probably La Quinta or somewhere else that's a little bit more remote from Palm. Even Palm Springs is a little much for me. Like, I just want a desert oasis that's quiet and has like a beautiful backyard and there's palm trees and cacti. Yeah. And that's. Joshua Tree? No, I haven't been there. But this chick I follow on Instagram, Elizabeth April, if you guys are into spiritual shit, you probably know who she is. She has a house in Joshua Tree, and it looks a lot like that. Like, very. And I heard the thing about Palm Springs for me, or that area, and probably Joshua Tree has it too, is, and this is going to sound super woo-woo, but it has a certain energy that I've never experienced at any other location in the world that I've ever been, which isn't a lot of places, let me be honest. But there's just this vibe there where it's just like so tranquil and like energizing and like grounded. It's I can't even explain.
The Santa Rosa Mountains are incredibly beautiful.
It's just something about that area in the world. Like something's different there, and I always feel it when I'm there, and I love it. We should look at Joshua Tree too, maybe.
Yeah, J Tree's a little. It's like out there. There's like
nothing there.
What? Yeah, it is closer. Yeah, it is closer, but it's like really like. It's
remote.
Remote. And there's not like the homes there a little bit. It's not like
open land.
Yeah. You have like trailers on lands and stuff. Yeah, it's a little different. But
not
it's
like neighborhoods.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean people like I see the appeal. I kinda like to be in the middle. Like I want to be close enough where I can go, but also have like a little like compound where I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna get groceries and never leave.
Yeah.
Like only leave when I want to, not because I have to.
I like to go to Joshua Tree. Maybe we should have done that for a night. Because we're going to go on a little trip together next week, just the two of us, which we've never done before.
Yeah.
After kids. So, like, his mom's coming out to help us and stuff like that. So, that would have been great. Joshua Tree, a little spiritual experience.
Spiritual awakening.
Maybe we could have done your little psychedelics.
Some ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be your DD.
There we go.
Although, I do love some weed gummies. I'll throw a couple of those back.
We do a lot of...
Last night I took weed gummies.
Like, guys, we should do a lot of weed in Vegas.
The thing is I can only take like 5 milligrams or whatever. If I take any more, I just like don't even get like more high. I just like feel weird and have to go to bed. You know what I mean? So last night I took. Okay, so I'm planning on getting pregnant soon, so I've been going
you're
a little
so
bit
much
ham.
More fun when you do, by the way. I can tell.
Fucking hate when he says that. So you're basically saying that I'm not fun sober.
I just bet you are so easy.
Brie, isn't that what you're hearing?
You are so easy. I just like wind you up and like watch you go.
Fuck you. It's a rude thing to say. See, she's nodding. She said yes. It's rude. God bless.
You're easy.
Yeah, I hate when he says it. You think I'm like so uptight and not fun? I'm fucking fun, okay?
I think you're. So it was.
All my friends think I'm fun.
A, it was a joke, but it's interesting that you're refuting the point that I'm making by being more uptight. That's kind of an interesting. You're showing me how loosey-goosey you are by arguing that you're not that uptight.
All right, fuck you. So next. That's
interesting.
Last night, I popped a weed gummy. I've been doing that a lot lately because if I get pregnant. I mean, can you take THC in pregnancy?
Why wouldn't you
probably
be able
not.
To?
Probably fine. It's
yeah,
probably
why
fine.
Wouldn't you? It's a plant.
Let's just roll the dice. It's fine. I popped a weed gummy last night like I've been doing most nights of the week recently. Let me be honest. And he was out late last night, so I'm sleeping last night, and I'm such a light sleeper, but he said he came in and like kissed me goodnight and stuff, and I didn't even wake up. I was like dead to the world, huh?
Yeah, it was a risk I took.
That's
too, because I was flying high last night.
You're on mushrooms.
No, I wasn't. I was not. I was not on mushrooms. Thank you very much.
Whenever I say flying high, I'm like, so you were high. Okay.
No, I just left the lady in Red's house, and I was like all pumped up about...
Fuck you.
No, in yoga. So my yoga is 30 minutes stretching, and I do hot yoga. And then it's 30 minutes me just like going deep in my thoughts. Yeah. I do my best thinking.
Spiritual experience for you.
In there, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was flying so high. And I haven't been reaching that point in a long time because after ever since going back, I've been missing that. Like,
yeah.
I haven't been able to get there.
Yeah.
And I was there last night in a major way.
It's like, no, I actually only took like 2.5 like milligrams yesterday. It's not enough anymore.
Well, I did that one the other day. And...
Building a tolerance.
I was cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
I was amazing. I've never had that
I've
much
never
fun
seen
cleaning.
You clean like that before.
I've never cleaned like that before.
So basically, I need to feed you a gummy unless you go clean.
The timing was great because I popped that and I was like, no, I'm cleaning.
Yeah,
I'm
came over
I'm putting
the beach.
On music and I'm cleaning this place is going to be spotless.
Yeah, I came up from the beach and there was like music blaring and I'm like, he must be high. I like opened the door and like the house was actually cleaner than when I left, which
immaculate.
Never happens.
It was immaculate.
It was immaculate. It's a stretch, but like it was cleaner than he's immaculate. Ever done before. And I gave him the option. I said, do you want to go to the beach with them and I'll stay here and clean, or vice versa, because we just had dinner. And he said, no, you go to the beach with them and I'll clean. And I'm thinking in my head, like, this is going to be a mess when I get back and I'm gonna have to take him to the beach and then come back and clean, which is usually what would have happened. But I came back and I came back quick because like something happened. Oh, Leo got chafing, you know, like
yeah, with his balls were red.
He was in the ocean a lot that day. Like he had done like a 3-hour boogie board session in the morning. Yeah, so yeah. He was just raw and he was like crying because his dick hurt. And I, so I come home, I'm like, let's go take a nice warm bath and like, you know, let you rest and air out and whatever. So I come back in like 15 minutes and I'm like, wow, you've like cleaned a lot. Like in 15 minutes, the music is blaring. And he's like, I'm riding high. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
get down with your bad self.
Yeah, it's therapeutic. It was nice.
Start dropping gummies in your drinks and helping you do projects around the house.
Hey, that's, yeah. It's better than drinking. Off. When I was drinking, I didn't drink and then do anything productive.
That's right. You've been sober now for how long from drinking?
Almost 3 years. 3 years in probably January or December or something. Yeah, never going back. I just like, it's interesting. I have like zero desire to ever drink again.
Yeah. He was never like, you think you're an alcoholic?
No. No, it definitely, but I would self-medicate.
Yeah. I think everyone does that.
Drink.
Well, not everyone. I think most people do that
with
alcohol.
A lot of people do it. I think they don't realize it.
Yeah, I go through phases where I'll drink like every weekend or I'll drink like one or two drinks like a couple days a week. And then I'll go through phases where I don't drink at all. Like I haven't drank at all. I drank at Nova with Lindsay last weekend, 2 glasses of champagne. But sometimes I'll just go like weeks or months and just like I'm not into drinking, so I'm not going to drink.
Yeah, but you're very unique in that regard. You have very
I don't feel like I get addicted to stuff except for caffeine. I'm super addicted
to
caffeine.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah. But like you have a very healthy relationship with like substances in general.
Yeah. And if I feel like I'm getting out of hand, I'll just fucking cold turkey cut myself off. Like,
you won't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always been disciplined in that way. I mean, it's like brain chemistry or something different. Yeah.
A lot of people struggle with that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people
I think most people do.
Present company included.
Yeah, and even if it's not like pharmaceuticals or like drugs or whatever, it could be food. It could be
it's very habitual.
Video games. It could be so many things. I mean, it could be exercise, honestly. Like, you could be totally addicted and you're just like overtraining and you're like, I have to run 5 miles every single day or, you know. So, all right, cool. Let's put a pin in it. That was really fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
We had a lot of finance talk and I've been getting DMs about that. So, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Because people like, you remember Tara, Fertility Tara?
Yeah.
She reached out. She's like, when is the finance episode coming out?
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I actually thought about her the other day with the new movie Rump update.
Yeah, you should reach out to her. She's working with another app right now, too. But you should reach out.
Yeah,
and see.
For sure.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. We love you so much. If you want to see anything specifically or have questions, please comment below. We'll be happy to answer them on next week's podcast. We love you and we'll see you soon.